back at it here in the No Panic Zone. It's a Thursday here, the 4th of June on the Steve Guber Show. Still with me is Bill Heisinger, congressman from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Congressman, obviously in the news for the last several days, riots and civil unrest around the nation, starting in Minneapolis with the death of George Floyd, who died in it's a very difficult video to watch, let's just be honest. The officer now has had the charges upgraded to second-degree murder in the killing of George Floyd. Three other officers charged as accessories to that killing now. Makes it very difficult. But I don't believe that burning down neighborhoods and looting the Walgreens and the AutoZone and Saks Fifth Avenue and stealing $330,000 SUVs in New York City, I don't think any of that has anything to do with justice for George Floyd or for looking into problems of police brutality. What are your thoughts as you see all of this going on?
Yeah, I don't know anyone who has seen this video who hasn't been repulsed. And that includes every single police officer I've talked to, chiefs of police, sheriffs. I have a staffer whose husband is a police officer. And he made the statement, you ought to hand in your badge if you're okay with that. I would agree with him. This is repulsive, and it needs to be addressed. But not as any kind of help to the Floyd family. We have seen this destruction going on, and everyone has a constitutional First Amendment right to protest, whether it's out in front of the White House, out in front of the Capitol. Either capital, by the way, Lansing State Capitol or U.S. Capitol, or whether it's in front of your city hall or wherever else. But that constitutional right stops when it damages property that doesn't belong to you, when it endangers lives. This is not acceptable and shouldn't be excused. And we need to have justice brought to those law enforcement officials that abuse their power. That is being done as it properly should be done.
Sure,
but we've got to have some tough conversations as a communities. And again, you know, people, I get all kinds of interviews, and people say, "Well, what is the federal government going to do?" It's like, well, this isn't just like a federal government pass a bill and suddenly racial tension disappears. This is not a state response. This is us as community members. You know, this is us having to sit down and talk to people that we maybe don't normally talk to, and have some conversations to understand where people are coming from.
Also,
as a community, to say that this is not acceptable, that we are going
Agreed.
To ruin our communities.
Yeah, but how do you know, Bill de Blasio, sitting here telling us it's okay to riot regardless of social distancing because that's a just cause, but going to church on Sundays, that's not appropriate because of the coronavirus. When you hear those across the aisle say such completely outrageous things, I mean, it's got to be hard to have that conversation. How can you sit there? It's justifiable to not wear a mask and be together in massive crowds if you're protesting police violence. But if you want to go to church on Sunday, well, that's not allowed, and we'll have people arrested for that. I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah, trust me, there are idiot voices out there saying idiotic things. And as I tell my kids, for some folks, if it wasn't for a double standard, they'd have no standard at all. And I saw this report last night, and I said something to my wife. I said, "This is incredible. Here we have health officials now saying that that what is going on with the rallies and protests trumps everything else that they've been saying. They, as medical professionals, have been saying about the dangers of coronavirus because this is too important." And it's like, well, okay, so it is an important issue, but either coronavirus is or is not going to stop all of these kinds of actions in our society and in our economy. And they've gotten very, very selective about this. Yes, this is an important issue that we need to address, but it's either we should be able to go to church and open up that way and open up sports stadiums and do those kinds of things.
Agreed.
Or we shouldn't.
Well, let's be honest. If a mask works, everything should be open. And if they don't work, then why wear them at all? And we know they don't work because if they did, Fauci would have told us otherwise, but the Surgeon General, Dr. Fauci, all the others told us that masks were basically a waste of time when there's an outbreak already underway for the general population. All right, so here we are. It looks like some of the rioting and so forth has settled a bit. I'll ask you one more thing. Tom Cotton's op-ed, Senator Tom Cotton's op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, supporting putting in the Insurrection Act from 1807 and saying, let's bring this to a stop right now. Others opposing that. I don't think I support the idea of the Insurrection Act. The president has mentioned it. I'm not there. We've been through riots before. We've been through problems before. Where do you stand?
I would oppose use of the Insurrection Act by the Obama administration, and I would oppose it being used by the Trump administration without the consent of the governors. We have a state-based system that relies on governors, and sometimes we have really good governors, and sometimes we regret our choices. But nonetheless,
any names come to mind?
Governors are in charge. And so I think that's a mistake going that direction without the involvement and the approval of the governors.
Well, I guess it depends on how bad the governor is. I think in 1957, Governor Eisenhower federalized the National Guard in Little Rock, Arkansas for a governor that was not following direction. Great conversation, Congressman. Always good to have you here. It just depends where it goes. We'll see what happens. It has been a very difficult year from the battles between Republicans and Democrats to start the year to the coronavirus to now the riots. But we keep getting up and working hard and doing our best. So I appreciate you being here, Congressman, as always.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. The No Panic Zone, Congressman Bill Heisinger. Represents Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. We're going to take a quick break here. You can always follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those things. And again, stevegruber.com for the latest news and information. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.